Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as Amy shared at the beginning, this year we celebrate Reformation, the 500-year anniversary of Martin Luther's bold and daring move to post 95 theses on the church doors at Wittenberg. This, of course, was just the beginning of this movement. Even Luther himself probably couldn't have imagined that day the fire of the reform that was ignited that would spread all across Europe and 500 years into the future from this one tiny little spark. The more I learn about Martin Luther, the more I realize just how remarkable he was and how profound of an impact he had on the world, not just the church, but on the whole of society. There's an author, Eric Metaxas, who recently wrote a book on Luther, and he says this: "Luther was the unwitting harbinger of a new world in which the well-established boundaries of what was acceptable were exploded, never to be restored. Suddenly, the individual had not only the freedom and possibility of thinking for himself, but the weighty responsibility of doing so before God. The quintessentially modern idea of the individual and of one's personal responsibility before oneself and God, rather than any institution, whether church or state, it was as unthinkable before Luther as is color in a world of black and white. Similarly, the modern idea of the people, along with the democratic impulse that proceeds from it, was created or at least given a voice by Luther, too. And more recent ideas of pluralism, religious liberty, and self-government all entered history through the door that Luther opened to the future." Sounds like a kind of remarkable guy, right? Luther's profound rediscovery of these ancient, beautiful things, of Paul's writings in Romans, of grace and God's, and the way in which God works in the world, Luther's profound rediscovery of Christ's salvific work and how that happens in us was just as earth-shattering for the world as was Columbus's discovery of the Americas just a few decades before. Luther's theology and understanding of God evolved over time, but it's through Paul's letter to the Romans that the Holy Spirit moved and stirred in Luther and opened his mind and transformed his heart. In these verses we heard from Romans today, I wanted to lift up again. In verse 22, Paul writes, "The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there's no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." And then on verse 26, "It was to prove that at the present time that he himself is righteous, that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus." See, Luther, like so many in his day, had worked and worked tirelessly to try and make himself righteous in the sight of God. And his early understanding of Christ was like those of his day, was just this harsh judge looking down on him. But through these words of Paul, Luther was transformed and began to believe and understand that it is God who makes us righteous. Not a righteousness of our own, but the very righteousness of God is freely given to you and to me and to all who believe. This sounds like obvious stuff to we Lutherans today, but in Luther's day, this was a complete shift. This was a 180 from how people understood God and Scripture and humanity itself. And it was a revolution in theology that was absolutely necessary if Christianity was going to survive in the new world that was emerging in Luther's lifetime. When Luther was around, so much was happening all at once. There was the Gutenberg Press was on the scene, Columbus and Copernicus, and there was this dramatically changing political and social landscape. Luther was born into this moment, into this key hinge point in history, one of those watershed moments in world history where everything seems to change all at once. And so Luther's work was not built on the foundation of the things that came before him, the ancient world or the medieval world, but Luther's work was built on the foundation of this new world that was emerging, the modern era. Things like printing and literacy meant that people could read scripture and theology for the first time and think about it for themselves. Columbus and Copernicus and other scientific minds of the day meant that science and critical thinking was born into the world and took on this new place of authority, at least as high as that of the church, if not higher. The changing political landscape of the day meant that old models of the elite ruling over the nobodies down here were giving way and fading to a voice of the people as equal and as worthy, people that would be democratically governed. This was all coming, this new worldview. So what amazes me the most about Luther, beyond just his theology, is his ability to see the future coming, to not be afraid of it, and to stand boldly in the gap between what was and what is coming, and to lead the church into this future. That's what amazes me so much about him. And so today we celebrate this gift that Luther gave to the whole world on Reformation Sunday. Every year when we get to Reformation Sunday, I feel like it's a celebration in the church that's kind of ironic in some ways. Because you think about it, you've got Lutherans all over the world celebrating, rejoicing over what? Change and reform. Which makes sense because you always hear Lutherans saying, I hate it when things are the same. Let's change it up, right? I think if I had a nickel for every time I heard a Lutheran say, well, I'm not sure I like how that changed, I would probably be able to single-handedly fund the Good to Grow campaign myself, but unfortunately, people don't give me a nickel when they say that, just free opinion. But friends, I think we live in times much like Luther. Just like the world was changing at a breakneck pace in Luther's day on all fronts, I think we've seen that in the last 100 years, our world too has changed and is changing at this breakneck pace that we can barely keep up with. We all sense it. We all feel it deep in our bones, and we all experience it differently. There are those over here that welcome it and say, yay, the world is changing. Finally, things are moving in a good direction. And there are others that mourn and grieve the loss of things that once were in a childhood that doesn't seem to resonate today. But most of us are confused and just trying to make sense of it all and navigate these new waters. I mean, I think about even in my parents' lifetime, my dad tells stories about when my own father tells stories about when he was a child. He can remember a time when they didn't even have a bathroom in their house. They had to go out and use an outhouse. He can remember a time when they got their first television set. And now my children have a cell phone where they can Google anything in the universe. The world is different. I remember seeing pictures of my grandfathers, both of my grandfathers, when they were young men plowing the field, working the soil, pulling a plow with a horse. And at the end of his life, my grandfather was still plowing fields and driving tractors, but now this time he's driving a tractor steered by a computer system, talking to a satellite in outer space, guided by GPS, that has this automated system telling it when to plant which genetically engineered seeds to make the most of the soil. Friends, the world has changed. It's all around us. But we're Lutherans, so we should be excited about this, right? We're so good at it. I mean, Martin Luther, the ultimate change agent, is our mascot. Reform is our thing. But yet, when we look around, when I look at the church, not just Lutherans, but the church at large, I see so much fear. I see so many people that are terrified and don't understand what to do with it. But I think, especially for us as Lutherans, this isn't a time for fear, but a time for hope and expectation about what God is doing. And I think as Lutherans, we are poised as much as anyone to be relevant in the future that is coming. I think about some of the ways that I see other denominations feel so threatened by shifting worldviews and new ideas and ways of thinking. But when it comes to Lutherans, I think we have such a robust theology that we view this differently. When we think about these new concepts like deconstruction, Lutherans can say, well, we've been doing that since 1517, no problem. When you think about critical thinking, about scripture and theology, and kind of examining these things through a scholastic vantage point, Lutherans can say, well, we've been doing that since 1517, no problem. A Jesus-centered spirituality, rather than a Christianity based on institution or culture, no problem. We've been doing that since 1517. This rise in discipleship that we see and this decline in clericalism, Luther's been preaching the vocation and the priesthood of all believers from the beginning. Just like God worked through Luther and the reformers to reimagine the church for this new world that was coming, God is working in and through us today, calling us into God's future to be the church of now and the church that will be. You see, I wasn't born Lutheran. I wasn't raised Lutheran. I'm a Lutheran by choice. I'm a Lutheran by choice. I wandered in and out of several denominations in my younger days, but eventually I became a Lutheran and came to the Lutheran church. Why? Not because things always stay the same or because of sort of some of the surface things that we tend to define ourselves by, but because of the depth and the beauty of Luther's theology. And the spirit of reform that Luther had, this passion that he had, this unrelenting commitment to communicate the gospel in the ways that were meaningful for the people, in the cultural vernacular of his day. It is my hope and prayer that we will not become like the ones that dig their heels in and watch the movement of the Holy Spirit pass us by, but that we would stand firm in our identity as Lutherans and open ourselves up to what God is doing in the future that God has for us, God's future for the church, that the Spirit is already out in front leading us toward. You see, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who created, redeemed, and sustains you and me, God does not change. God's love for the world in Jesus Christ, that will never change. The Bible doesn't change, but people do, and the world changes. Jesus Christ, who is eternal, is always reforming his church. Not our church, his church. Leading, guiding, molding, and reimagining the church so that we can be even more effective in reaching the world with the love of God and making a difference. And every one of you has a place in this church today, in the church tomorrow, the church of the future, whatever it will be. God is not done with you yet. God is not done with me yet. God is going to work through each and every one of us in this modern day reformation where it can be hard to navigate what the world is doing. God's going to use us to continue to share the love, the grace of Jesus Christ with a world in need. And it's not easy. For Luther, it certainly was not easy, right? But what that's worth fighting for has ever been easy. But I'm ready. I'm all in. I love the church too much to just give up. If we press on, harnessing that spirit of Luther and letting ourselves be guided by the Holy Spirit, I believe we have an incredible future ahead of us, and our best days are yet to be seen.